Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where and when you're listening. Welcome to Time on My Hands. I'm your host, Jules. And I'll be with you for the next 27 minutes, since I signed in a little bit late. And we'll be talking about mint today and other fun that you can have with herbs. It's been a bit of a crazy week and a few days here in the beautiful state of Kentucky. We have been dealing with the aftermath in my family, anyway, both sides of it, of various flooding situations. I didn't have a show last Monday. My reason for canceling it was that it was the day after Easter, and I was kind of protecting my speaking voice a little bit, since it's not as young as it used to be, and we had a lot of music to sing with my church choir for Easter, and I didn't want to then talk for a half an hour and possibly lose my voice like I did last year on the day after Easter doing the show. But as it turned out, I spent a good chunk of the day over at my dad's house helping clean up the aftermath of a little bit of a flood in his basement. We had just torrential rains on Thursday night and Good Friday through the day, and he's in a very low spot and had some water come up into his basement, about 4 or 5 inches worth, and so I was busy helping disinfect and things like that, and I now have a doll hospital of my mother's dolls and my sister's and my Barbie dolls down in the basement, as well as our plastic horses that the Barbie dolls used to ride on, so I am busy cleaning little tiny articles of clothing and seeing if there's anything we can do about my mom's and my grandmother's composition dolls. They're kind of plaster. They've been played with, so they're not in pristine shape to begin with, but the water sure has done a lot of damage to them. So anyway, was doing that on Monday and on Wednesday, and it's been a bit of a wild week. And then on Friday, on the other side of the family, my husband's sister and our niece both had their cars flooded in an apartment flood. Their parking lot, the creek alongside of their parking lot flooded up, and both of their cars are a total loss. So I spent last Friday sitting at a salvage yard with my sister-in-law waiting for them to bring her car around so she could get her personal effects out of it. And then going to the county clerk's office to get a new copy of the owner's title to the car, since that seems to either have been destroyed or gone missing. So last week, and on a positive note, last week I have now rejoined the payroll type working world again. I'm still doing my own thing with crafts and arts and all that, but I also started back to regular time clock type work last week, a couple days a week at the greenhouses where I spent 11 and a half years. I'll be working in retail garden center work, helping customers, talking about herbs to them like I do with you all on Mondays usually, and talking about herbs and perennials and shrubs and everything else. But and I might teach a class or two, but for local folks, Thienemann's Herbs and Perennials, you know where it is. If you don't, message me on Facebook, but Mater Days is Friday, where they will be bringing out, I think it said 140 different types of heirloom tomatoes, not a whole lot of any of them, but they've got all these different types, any color you can imagine that a tomato can come in, and any shape you can imagine, from little cherries up to giant beefsteak tomatoes. This is great fun. It's first come, first served. You got to get there early if you expect to get the ones you want, because sometimes they'll only have two or three trays of a certain type of tomato. They'll also have heirloom peppers and eggplant, other various assorted veggies. They've got things like coal crops out there now and lettuces. I'm trying to think of other things I saw in the 2 days that I was working. But anyway, this coming Friday, is Mater Days. Starts at 9 a.m. The gate opens. So be there or be left out of the heirloom tomatoes you want the most. So I'm thinking I might, if I have time on Thursday, I might cook a little something, bake a little something to take along as a treat for everybody. I'm not specifically working that day at this point, but we'll see. I'll probably be there just for the fun of it because I want tomatoes too. Anyway, that's what's going on at the greenhouses, and I've had a lovely couple of days there this week. It was very rainy and kind of chilly both days. Well, no, it was warm the second day, but very rainy, so the crowd wasn't there, so I actually got to go home a little bit early each day, which worked into the schedule, too. I'm kind of creeping up on working and standing on my feet all day again, but it was great fun. It's a beautiful place, and I enjoy working there. I enjoy the good people who work there and who own the place. So that's been some fun. I'm looking for some inspiration for shows, too. So hopefully I will find all kinds of it out there. I've been gone from greenhouse work for almost 6 years now. It's hard for me to believe it's really been that long. But it's nice. I'll be back until the end of June, and then my time there stops. But that's perfect, too, because I think Mr. Jules has gotten kind of used to having me at home. And we were dealing with today, he, bless his heart, he's jumping through hoops trying to get a rental car for his sister to use until he can help her find a new car. And he was using a debit card. And he said they were treating him like a criminal, basically, in spite of the fact that, I mean, we keep our finances pretty squeaky clean, but the fact that he was using a debit card instead of a credit card didn't matter what was in the bank. It didn't matter what the credit was. They wanted to see copies of our utilities statement so they could check and make sure that we paid our bills. They wanted to see it for his sister, too. It's crazy stuff. Just, it's an example. You know, I told him, I said, this is an example of bad people who abuse a business, making it difficult for the good people who don't. So that's kind of part of what made me be a couple of minutes late signing in today. But one remark he made while I was faxing the utility statement to the rental car place and, you know, keeping him on the phone and saying, breathe, honey, just breathe. He said, I don't know what I would do if you weren't home. So, I guess it's a good thing that my career work is only going to last for the next 3 months. But anyway, it's nice to be appreciated, too. But anyway, what else is going on? I took a little tour around the yard before hopping on here, too. I always have to do that a little bit. It helps me clear my mind, and especially after kind of a rattly sort of lunchtime that we had today with all this rental car stuff. But I plucked a sprig of mint. I'm breathing it in right now. Mint is such a wonderfully refreshing scent. If you've ever grown it or experienced it fresh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It kind of fills your whole nose. It kind of opens up your sinuses a little bit, and it kind of just makes your brain go, whew. It's a very, very invigorating scent, and it's in, you know, things like cough drops. It's in tea. It's in different things to help. It can help settle your tummy. It can help open your head. It's just a really, really lovely, useful little plant. And the type that I have in my hand here is very appropriate for what inspired this day's show. It's called Kentucky Colonel Spearmint. It is a gorgeous, robust, big, straight-stemmed, lovely spearmint with a good, sharp, clean flavor. It is, to me, the quintessential julep, mint julep mint, and very similar to what they serve in the mint juleps at Churchill Downs. Yes, I have partaken my share of those. Usually not. Well, sometimes on Derby Day, Kentucky Derby Day I'm talking about, and sometimes just during the regular race meet because they serve them, you know, all throughout the spring race meet. I think they probably serve them at the fall meet too, but I don't know so much there. But anyway, this is a wonderful, lovely mint, and this is kind of what inspired today's show. The Kentucky Derby Festival starts early this year. It feels early, but really isn't. It's usually 2 weeks before race day, but it's going to start this weekend. We have what we call Thunder Over Louisville, which is a day spent down on the river, basically. We have a huge park along the river now that's been been building for years, but it is a really beautiful place to be. But it has a great lawn and various playgrounds and slips where you can dock boats and different things like that. And what they do is they line up barges in several spots on the Ohio River, and they shoot amazing fireworks off of these barges. I think it's one of the largest, if not the largest, fireworks show in North America. But and they also involve one of the bridges downtown too. They close the bridge. They line fireworks up all up and down this bridge, including a row of howitzer cannon. And it's just a cool thing. And they have a synchronized light and music show that goes. Mr. Jules and I have not gone down to the river for the show for a number of years. It's a madhouse down there. I think probably, I want to say 500,000-600,000 people down there. But we can actually hear the fireworks out our back door and see some of them from the upstairs. And we usually watch on TV. There's usually really good TV coverage. But all that to say, Mint. Derby time reminds me of Mint. This is my favorite time of year to be in this particular part of the country. And looking in the chat room, hello, we've got Grandma, we've got Casey, we've got Karen. I'm so glad to see, and Ann was with us and she bailed out or fell off. Bailed out isn't a good term, but the internet bailed her out, I'm sure. But anyway, I'm glad to see all of you here, and if Ann rejoins us, welcome back to her. Casey is saying, help keep pests out of the garden. Yes, that's one of the many things that Mint can do. It can help keep pests out of your house, too. You can use peppermint oil and water, about one part peppermint oil to 10 parts water, and spray around your door frames and window frames to keep ants away. It will deter mice. I used to have a little garden shop out at the greenhouses that was mine and Mr. Jules, and it was just a little room on the side of the barn with a concrete floor, and it had a mouse problem when we moved in. There were mice. There just simply are in a barn, and no matter how many barn cats were on the place. So I took one of the first things I did was to take a bottle of peppermint essential oil, and I dripped it just on the bare concrete all around the perimeter of this little room, and we saw no more signs of mice. So bear that in mind. Also bear in mind, if you're using peppermint essential oil, it can damage surfaces. I dripped it on the concrete because I knew you can't hurt a concrete floor particularly with it. But be careful if you're using it on things like vinyl tile or any painted surfaces or plastic or anything like that, or wood. It can damage porous surfaces or stain them. So just keep that in mind when you're using any type of essential oil, really. But peppermint is great. It is great for freshening up the air. I mean, just my little sprig of it right here in front of my nose is making me really happy. You can try putting some in a pan on the stove and boiling a little bit if you want to freshen. Although, as an air freshener, usually I like the citrus and the spices a little bit better than the mints. They seem to last a little better, hang in the air a little better, and clean it a little better. But that said, mint and anything can help really just freshen your world up. Let's see. I made a whole bunch of notes here. Found a lovely, lovely page with some great ideas. Another thing that mint will do in the garden for you, it helps beneficial insects, the honeybees, who so need our help. Honeybees love mint. Little hoverflies. I don't know if you know what these are or not, but they're a fly, but they almost look like a little tiny bee or wasp that just hovers around plants. When I see them, I usually smile and talk to them because they're just so cute. But they're little teeny, teeny, tiny things, smaller much than a housefly. But they love the mint also, as do all kinds of other, you know, little creatures and pollinators. So mint can help. Now, mind, if you plant mint in your garden, be prepared to contain it some way, because mint can really be a thug. It runners, and it goes to seed. If you let it go to seed and you have various different types of mint, be prepared, because they will, in some cases, cross-pollinate. And what comes up from seed won't be the same as what you had before. It'll be a mix. So, but I usually cut mine down several times through the summer. Mint loves to be cut back. I'll let it get probably around Derby time this year. Hopefully, if we get some warm weather, it'll probably be about 8 or 10 inches tall. And so at Derby time, I'll cut that all back to about an inch tall, and then let it come out again, and then I'll cut it back a second time, you know, when it gets another, you know, 8 to 10, maybe even a foot tall. I'll cut it back again and then dry that batch and then let it come out again. And when it comes out again, I usually let it go almost until it, you know, until it blooms and the bees can get some benefit from it. And but I will cut it down before it actually, you know, sets seed, before the seed ripens. I'll cut it back again, maybe not quite as severely. So that, and you can't kill mint, really, unless you really, really try or you've really, really got it in the wrong spot. It likes, you know, any decent garden soil. It likes a fair amount of water. Mint can be one. It can take a little shade if it has to. It doesn't like to dry out too badly. But really, I mean, it's a weed, as so many of the herbs are. And it will send runners everywhere. I've got mine, I've talked about it before, I've got it under a big old white hydrangea. The hydrangea has to battle it some years, really does, because the mint just kind of goes everywhere. I try to keep it cleared out of the inside of the shrub and around the edges where it belongs. But whoo, it comes out into the yard. It just, I've got it in the ground, obviously, from the way I'm talking. But one thing I like to suggest to people to do, if they don't want their mint to go everywhere, put it in a pot, you know, a good-sized pot, and then sink the pot in the ground. And that'll help contain a lot of the runners. And then watch it. Make sure it doesn't hop over the edge of the pot, you know, and runner that way. But that will help contain it somewhat. Any kind of barrier like that to keep the runners from spreading everywhere can really help your garden in the long run. Let's see. What else have I got here? I've got some fun stuff that maybe I haven't had before. I believe my mint julep recipe, which I got from our local newspaper, I don't make the mint juleps at Derby time the traditional way, because this way tastes better. And you can also make the recipe I've got, you can make it in a quantity. And I believe I've got that out on the show page. I'll check and make sure. But a new thing that's come down the road in the past, a decade, are the Cuban mojitos, if you're liking adult beverages, which involve powdered sugar and lime juice and mint and rum rather than bourbon and a little bit of club soda. So that is a good use for your mint. This recipe I have only calls for 4 mint leaves. I think I'm doing a little more than that myself. I like my mint. I have a suggestion here for kind of an all-purpose cleaner. I could see it sounded like it was more for non-porous surfaces like tile floors and things like that. I don't know. Yeah, I would probably try it on my vinyl floor. I don't know. We'd see. But it calls for a cup of white vinegar and a gallon of water and 3 to 5 drops of peppermint essential oil. And I can see where that would make a really nicely scented cleaner. It said you can also use peppermint or any mint essential oil, peppermint or spearmint probably, in unscented cleaners if you have them, if you want just that little, you know, that little bit of scent. So, and Grandma's saying she likes chocolate mint. She can't handle spearmint. Yeah, chocolate mint is actually, if it's the same as what we call chocolate mint around here, chocolate mint is a peppermint. And spearmint is a different flavor altogether. Still in the mint family. But the peppermints tend to be, to my taste, and now everybody's taste is different, everybody's sense of smell is different. And your sense of smell is your only sense that actually touches your brain. When you take in air through your nose, it actually hits your brain is exposed to the air, is what I'm trying to say. So different people have different types, you know, you will like and dislike different things, and it'll smell differently to you than to other people. And the sense of smell is involved with your sense of taste, of course. But I understand it when she says she likes chocolate mint, can't handle spearmint. The peppermints can be, I don't know, the spearmints have a tang to them that is different. It's got a sweetness that's different. To me, the peppermints have a little bit more of the camphor, a little more of the sharpness, the freshness, and the spearmints have a little more of the sweetness. So there is a very, very distinct difference. And chocolate mint is a particularly mellow, to me, kind of peppermint. It's beautiful in tea. It would make a beautiful syrup, I think. And that's how I started talking about how I make my mint juleps. I start with a mint simple syrup, which is a cup of water and 2 cups sugar. And you combine those and you bring it to a boil. And I forget how long. I think when you start the heat, you set the timer for 5 minutes. I have a candy thermometer setting with it too that I don't have in my head right now. But once it comes to a boil, you take it off the heat, you let it cool for a while, and then you pack it full of mint sprigs. And you can use any kind of mint you want. This also works for things like lavender. It'll work for things like if you want to make a lemon balm syrup, and lemon balm is in the mint family. You can use it with just about any herb that would like a sweet syrup. I could even see using it with, if you like a sweet catnip tea, this could be really interesting. And catnip, again, is in the mint family as well. Didn't know if you knew that or not. Traveling down here, if you ever want to freshen your breath, freshen your breath, chew a sprig of mint. It's got the chlorophyll in it. It's got everything in it. You know, the camphor, I'm trying to think of some of the other constituents in the essential oils. It's not coming to my mind. I miss my brain. I do. But you know that chewing a sprig of fresh mint will freshen your breath. Peppermint tea has been used for centuries for tummy troubles. I'll usually sip a cup of peppermint tea at nighttime. Although I have heard that if you have acid reflux, this might not be a really good idea because it calms your tummy, but it also opens things up so that you might get a little bit more reflux than you might otherwise. So bear that in mind. Research. I don't usually like to talk medical. I'm getting hoarse. Excuse me. Sorry, I hate to leave any dead air time, and I didn't have my mouse in hand, or I would have muted that while I coughed. Excuse me, but I have a cup of spearmint tea right here that's going to help soothe that. But peppermint tea for your can be good for your tummy. You can use peppermint leaves in a bowl of steaming, hot water. And you can either steam to help open your sinuses or as a facial steam. It's really a good cleanser for your pores. Oh, Anne's back with us. Hello. Welcome. And she's posting the little bouncing, giggly, smiley thing in the chat room that I love so much. Let's see. Oh, something really refreshing. Y'all are probably familiar with iced tea. If you're from anywhere in this part of the country anyway, I know we're from all over here, but mint is a natural go with an iced tea. A sprig of mint, yeah, you got it. But here's another thought. We've talked about this probably, it's probably been a while, but mint water and different herbal waters. If you will take a pitcher of water and just put several mint sprigs in it, put it in the fridge for about 30 minutes, or actually leave it out of the fridge for about 30 minutes and then refrigerate it, or more. It makes a really refreshing summer drink. Different vegetables will like mint. Of course, a lot of people have heard about how mint goes with lamb. You can have mint jelly with lamb. But with vegetables, peas, green beans, carrots, cauliflower were some of the suggestions I saw. This comes from, oh shoot, it used to be the Herb Companion and Mother Earth News, and it's been, oh hang on, I've got the site up here. This is MotherEarthLiving.com is the site that I've gotten this from. But peas, green beans, carrots, cauliflower. If you will add chopped fresh mint during the last couple of minutes of cooking, can add just a really unexpected, really interesting dimension to it there. Oh, and Anne says Firefox restarted her whole computer. I thought it must be something like that. I'm so sorry. That's frustrating. Let's see, let's see, let's see. Oh, here is something. I'm kind of skipping around in my notes here. There is a little herb in the mint family called pennyroyal that repels ants and flies, and it'll also repel fleas, but you have to be very careful. Some people, oh, I think used to use it directly, powdered pennyroyal or whatever, directly on their pets, but it's somewhat toxic, so be careful with it. But here's one. a little suggestion for a little pillow, little herb pillow to make, to put either in your dog's bed or pet bed or somewhere near it to help repel fleas. So what you do, you take two parts fresh spearmint, one part fresh thyme, and one part fresh wormwood, which is a specific type of artemisia. I want to say it's Artemisia vulgaris, but don't quote me on that just yet. But anyway, you take these different herbs and you put them in a little pillow of some sort and tuck it either under your pet's bed or around it somewhere. And it says it will help repel fleas. So that could be really interesting. What else? Looks like I've got about 3 minutes left. So I've been pretty much down my list here. So what else? I have to laugh at some of the faces that my friends pop into the chat room here. They're little animated smileys, and they make me laugh. But anyway, probably my number one and number two ways of using mint. I have a cup of mint tea several times a week at least. Either peppermint or spearmint, and sometimes I'll grow my own. This might be one of those years because I've got some chocolate mint coming up at the greenhouses that has my name specifically on it, and I'm going to put it in a pot on my driveway, and it can stay there all year. It's very, very hardy in our climate here, even though we get below zero sometimes, but the mint just keeps on going. But I do love the chocolate mint. I know what I was going to talk about, some of the different types of mint. It comes in all heights, all colors, a bunch of different colors, a bunch of different flavors. There are a lot more mints than you think. There's apple mint and pineapple mint. There's chocolate and ginger and blue balsam mint and candy mint, shaker mint, Kentucky Colonel spearmint, all kinds of different peppermints. On and on and on. There's a mint called Carolina Mountain Mint, which isn't in the mentha genus at all. That's a pycnanthemum, I think. But anyway, they're all different kinds. Go check your local garden center. Patronize a locally owned one if you can, if you have one. Guard these places. Take care of them. They will take care of you. I've been a customer of one for 25 years. I've been an employee there for 11 and going on 12 of those years. So keep your local garden center in business. And I'm finally getting the 60-second notice here, so I probably had better start winding up. My gosh, this goes fast. Thank you all so much for stopping in today. I appreciate everybody in the chat room. Take a look at Better Living Daily show on Thursdays at 11, Grandma's Garden, Thursdays at 12:30. You can check out my page or their pages on Facebook for more details. I'd better wind up and go now. Sorry I didn't get to that sooner. And I will see all of you all next week, I hope. And I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy your mint. See ya.